Hello, everyone. My name is Joe McCoy, and I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Joe.
And it's truly by God's grace and the fellowship of Alcoholics Anonymous and the program of Alcoholics Anonymous that I find in a book called Alcoholics Anonymous that I'm sober today, and for that I'm very, very thankful. I have a feeling of gratitude at this place for some reason, and Father, I want to thank you for your heartfelt welcome and the privilege of allowing us to be here this weekend. We'll do our best to leave it in the same shape we found it. It's a special place. As we drove up the hill, I felt a very special feeling come over me when I got here, so I'm looking forward to this weekend because I can see now this is going to be a highly spiritual weekend. I would like to say to Bob there, if I hadn't had a drink in 34 years, I think I'd just quit. And out in Oklahoma, to be married to the same woman for 50 years is sinful. Congratulations, though.
Hi, everybody. My name is Charlie Parman. I'm a very grateful recovering alcoholic.
Hi, Charlie.
Because I'm a member of the Fellowship of Alcoholics Anonymous, and by the grace of the power that I found in the 12-step program of Alcoholics Anonymous, I haven't found necessary to take a drink for 8,661 days today, one day at a time, and for this I'm very grateful. It's great to be here. We've been looking forward to being up in this part of the country again for a long time. It's great to see several good old friends here that we met several years ago and become very fond of them over a period of years. Great to be able to realize that over the weekend we're going to make a lot more good friends, and hopefully we'll all be good friends before we leave here on Monday. As we came in this afternoon, somebody outside said, "Do you think this thing really works?" And Joe said, "They better hope it works." We always like to start one of these by saying first that we do not consider ourselves to be the gurus of the Big Book Alcoholics Anonymous. We don't consider ourselves to be the experts on anything at all. We're just two old drunks, met together several years ago, found we have a mutual interest in the Big Book, studied it together for quite some time. Hopefully we've learned a few things about it. And those few things we've learned about it, we just love to be able to share them with other people. We most certainly do not speak for AA as a whole, and you are free to agree or disagree with anything you hear us say as you see fit. In fact, if you hear us say things that can't be reconciled with what's in the Big Book Alcoholics Anonymous, I'd suggest you just don't pay any attention to that at all. We also like to say and emphasize that our Big Book tells us that we are meant to be joyous, happy, and free. We love to have fun. We love to cut up. We love to laugh. We love to hear other people laugh also. From time to time during the weekend, we may stop whatever we're doing, tell a little joke just to get a little humor into the situation. And if the jokes we tell, even if they aren't funny, please go ahead and laugh anyhow. Because we love to hear you laugh. We think this is one of the great things that we have found through the Big Book Alcoholics Anonymous, that sobriety is not a burden that we have to bear with grim lips and no fun whatsoever. That sobriety through the Big Book Alcoholics Anonymous and the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous is something that is a very joyous thing, and we can be happy and we can be free and we can really enjoy our lives. And that's what this thing's all about. We also like to say that we know that the mind will only absorb about what the rear end will stand. Some of these sessions do become quite long. And if you feel the need to get up and move around during one of these sessions, please feel free to do so. That won't bother us at all. If you feel the need to go out and get a cup of coffee, smoke a cigarette, whatever, please feel free to do so. That won't bother us either. Or if you feel the need to go get rid of a cup of coffee, feel free to do that. That's not going to bother us either. Most people will see where you're going and they'll know what you're going to do, but outside of that, that's okay. Now, bearing in mind that we're going to have a little fun this weekend, as well as be able to study our book and maybe learn something about our steps, I'd like to read to you something I found in my Big Book not too long ago when I got home from a Big Book study. Somebody had put it in the front of my book, and it's a letter addressed to Dear Abby. And said, "Dear Abby, I'm a sailor in the U.S. Navy. And I also have a cousin who belongs to Alcoholics Anonymous. My father has epilepsy and my mother has Alzheimer's, so neither of them can work. They are totally dependent upon my two sisters, who are prostitutes in Louisville, Kentucky. And the reason they're prostitutes is my only brother is serving a life term in prison for rape and murder. I'm in love with a streetwalker who operates near our base. She knows nothing of my background but says that she loves me. We intend to get married as soon as she settles her bigamy case, which is now in court. When I get out of the Navy, we intend to move to Latrobe, Pennsylvania, and open a small house. Now, my problem is this. In view of the fact that I intend to make this girl my wife and bring her into my family, should I or should I not tell her about my cousin who is in AA? I think he was in serious trouble, don't you? I was so glad to hear Bob state what he said about when he came into AA some 30-some-odd years ago, and his sponsor handed him the big book, Alcoholics Anonymous, and said, I don't want you to read this thing, I want you to study it, because it is a textbook. And that was what the general philosophy of AA used to be 25, 30, 35, and 40 years ago. Somewhere our fellowship, I think, became a victim of its own success. And we became so successful at helping so many people that everybody in the world got to wanting to be a part of this fellowship of Alcoholics Anonymous. And we grew and we grew and we grew and we grew, but as we grew in numbers, we began to lose sight of our spirituality. And somewhere we began to measure success in AA by how long we've been sober, rather than by the quality of our sobriety. And nowhere in the Big Book Alcoholics Anonymous does it talk about length of sobriety. It does talk about quality of sobriety. And we began to put the Big Book Alcoholics Anonymous to the side, and we began to start staying sober on fellowship only, one alcoholic sharing with another, a tremendous amount of strength and power there, but we began to try to stay sober on fellowship only, and slowly, slowly lost sight of the fact that through the program we can be joyous, happy, and free if we use the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous. And Alcoholics Anonymous began to be something that it really wasn't designed for in the first place. Thank God, within the last few years, enough members of Alcoholics Anonymous have realized what's been going on. And enough members of Alcoholics Anonymous are going back to the basic fundamental program of Alcoholics Anonymous as outlined in the Big Book Alcoholics Anonymous. And I think Joe and I are very blessed to just be a small, small part of perhaps helping the AA Fellowship go back to its own program of Alcoholics Anonymous. And we're going to talk about this book, and as we talk about it, we're going to talk some about the history of it. I think if we can look at the history of it and see some of the ideas behind it, we can begin to see where the Big Book really does fit into the scheme of things. We can begin to see why the Big Book was written in the first place. And I think by looking at some of those historical ideas, we'll be able to better understand the book as we go through it. So in order to look at the history of the book, we like to always start with the foreword to the second edition, which has some of the great historical facts about the beginning not only of the fellowship, but also the book Alcoholics Anonymous. Joe?
Let's turn to page Roman numeral 15, and we'll begin there. The foreword to the second edition. And in the foreword to the second edition, it has lots of historical ideas, and I think it's good to always look at our history in Alcoholics Anonymous to know where we've been, how it started, so that we might return to that today. And in the history, we'll find three different ideas that are presented here. One of them has to do with the problem. We need to know what is the problem of alcoholism. And then once we understand the problem, then we need to understand the solution to this problem. And then we need to see the plan program of action that was presented to us. So in the history of Alcoholics Anonymous, we'll see these things: problem, solution, and the program of action. And all through this book, we see those same themes throughout this book, Alcoholics Anonymous. And we can keep that in mind, then we can learn and know how this book is written.